This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Together, let's keep it together here. Our visits when it comes to your health and well-being are well noted. Hundreds of radio stations around the country carry Good Day Health every weekend because they're interested in the focus of its two major contributors, Dr. Jack Stockwell in 1 hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus in another hour. Dr. Ken is here now from Lake Cardiology, one of the preeminent cardiologists in our country, because he focuses not just on fixing people and their heart problems and their cardiological system, circulatory system problems, but he's a preventologist. Ooh, I like that. Just thought about that.
Not a proctologist.
No. I could never see you. Your brother is a urology doctor, though, right?
Urologist.
Urologist, yeah. So maybe they do. They do proctology. They do.
That's a different part of the body.
Yes, it is. All right. So no proctology here. Although we talk
prevention.
About anything. Yeah, prevention. I said preventologist because I thought that was.
Is that a word?
No, I don't know whether there is or isn't. We just made it one.
Sounds good.
Take it to the bank. So one of our main jobs here is to have Ken go through the medical journals every week and give us the relative impact of the research that has been done. For example, here's a new study on blood pressure management, which is right up your wheelhouse as a cardiologist, and how it preserves one's brain. This, again, if you'll pardon the pun, is a no-brainer, it would seem to me, because the brain can't function without having the blood that is necessary for life throughout our body, right?
Exactly. And you taught me a new word. Preventologist is a word.
Put that up on the office wall.
I did. It's a great word. Anyway, let's get back to how we can all prevent what is of great concern to most of us, not getting Alzheimer's disease. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week. We know that midlife high blood pressure, it can lead to mild cognitive impairment. That's the ability to think and remember, and also to dementia later in life, Doug. The news this week is that intensive blood pressure control reduces the risk of developing mild cognitive impairment and dementia. So what's this intensive blood pressure control? So if you have high blood pressure, the more effective target is a systolic, that's the top number, below 120, instead of a target of what we had talked about in the past of 140, lately 130, but below 120 or below is where you want to be if you want to do the best to prevent dementia and cognitive impairment.
All right, so I want to know why.
Well, less damage to the circulation to the brain.
But under the circumstances, tell us the, if you will, the relationship of the diastolic and the systolic and why we measure the way we measure.
The systolic is the squeeze of the heart, the contraction, the compression. The diastolic is the relaxation pressure. And if you get your top number below 120, you don't even have to think about your bottom number because it's going to be fine.
All right. So I'm walking around trying to fix a couple of things here in the studio.
Get your blood pressure down.
Well, the blood pressure, you know my blood pressure better than anybody other than me.
Good.
It's normally 110 or less.
Excellent.
Over 70 or less.
Excellent.
So at that point, is there anybody that can you live normally? It seems to me the reason I'm asking this is the window is narrowing on what one would consider healthy blood pressure. If it goes too low, it's not good because you don't get blood everywhere. If it's too high, it forces pressure on the vessels and perhaps in that way either they expand or they explode.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to measure it correctly. We're talking about baseline blood pressure. When you've rested 5 to 10 minutes, you're doing it yourself at home, you're mentally and physically fully rested. So these are baseline blood pressures. And the goal is, and you recognize this correctly, the goal just keeps getting lower and lower. The studies show more effectiveness. And what we're recommending in general today to people is to the top number under 130, the bottom number under 80. But what it really appears is that you want that top number probably between 105 and 120. That's what the latest studies are showing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how do they get to these numbers? What are they studying to come up with these conclusions?
Your blood pressure, and then they're following you up over many, many years.
So this is doctors reporting what's going on with their patients.
Yeah, exactly. This is clinical research. This is not guessing. This is not intuition. This is hard work and studying many, many patients and taking part of the group down to under 140 and the other half of the group down to under 120 and then following for many years and seeing who gets less dementia, who gets less cognitive impairment. Mm. Hard work for this kind of work.
Yep. Well, you're participating in your office at Lake Cardiology down in Florida with a lot of these research.
Absolutely, this is effort, and that's why you know it's not intuitive. It takes work to prove these things. So when we prove these things, that's why we get excited and report them. And it's, when it's published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, very high standards of good research to get published there. So this is a big breakthrough. This is important news.
One of the things that people respond to me, and I think to you or to your staff, is how secure, because you psychologically, emotionally, and physically deal with people's illnesses or potential illnesses, and I think people will feel safer with you. And with that, I urge those who are listening who want to have a very unusual experience with a doctor who will show you that he cares. He doesn't care because he has to. He cares because he wants to. That's his M.O. So should you ever be in the Central Florida region or you want to make a special trip to see Ken, I'd tell you it would be a worthwhile trip. Call the office, 352-735-1400. A lot of people listening to us locally in the greater Orlando area take advantage of that opportunity, and why not? It's 352-735-1400. You will spend your time wisely if you spend it with Dr. Ken. Again, Lake Cardiology's 352-735-1400. 13 and change after the hour. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Calitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well, but I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Calitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds, she lost 40, but do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Calitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJ for savings at Summer Sizzler at toploss.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJB code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, back to our conversation. The one of the things that happens as we have these conversations is they get turned into a podcast, which you can hear every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. They are archived, they are in order, and there is a description of each conversation. For example, the most recent archived conversation with Ken is a discussion of why hepatitis A is now front page news and how you can avoid getting it. Also a conversation about studies that show the link between red meat and breast cancer in women. Osteoarthritis treatment drugs, now known to be responsible for heart problems. Ken certainly on the front line of that and talks about that with a credible angle that you'll want to hear at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, in this current podcast, there's a discussion about new high-tech equipment that Ken has in his office. He described it. Any good cardiologist ought to have all of this high-tech equipment. They don't often because it is expensive by definition. It's a very important thing, though, to get the latest. If you really want to know what's going on in your body, that's why I like sending people to Ken, because not only does he have the intellectual tools, but he has the physical tools to go through your body and figure out what the heck is going on, or if anything is going on. Maybe nothing. You've got nothing to worry about. It's good to have peace of mind. You'll get that from visiting with Ken. Again, the number of the office is 352-735-1400. And the way, also on this current podcast, Ken has his weekly shot at recreational marijuana use. It's always all the good ideas. Focus on your good health and well-being. Get the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. The whole business of exercise is such an important thread to our conversations here every week. And now, another good reason for you to be focused on what you're doing with your body and how it affects everything. It isn't just the muscles that benefit, but you've got this study on, and who would have thought, frankly, connecting the dots. The body is so connected that if you are exercising well, it'll have an impact on the possibilities of you getting colorectal cancer or not. Right?
You have pointed out in the past, Doug, about how it's amazing how there are certain trends each week. And I am amazed this week how much in the exercise medical journals information there is about exercise this week. It's amazing. And here you have, as you say, unexpected, in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, this good news that walking and other light workouts may help to extend the survival time of people with advanced colorectal cancer. Advanced colorectal cancer patients, Doug, who perform low-intensity exercise 4 or more hours a week, they have close to a 20% reduction in cancer or death.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very significant. And is this something new? Do you think this has been brewing? Do you think this has been on the back burner and moved to the front burner now?
Suspected, but never proven.
Mm-hmm. Really? All right. Well, listen. Here's something else when it comes to the cancer department. Blood cancer and how you get it. That's always been a mystery to me. How do you get things like blood cancer?
Well, the news this week is a lot of it's genetic. This is out of the medical journal, Blood. If a close relative has had blood cancer, you are more likely to get it. This is the conclusion of the largest and most comprehensive population-based evaluation to date of blood cancers in first-degree relatives of affected individuals. This involves certain lymphomas and disorders of red cells, platelets, and white cells.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, we'll pause for a minute now. We need to think about some of these things and what they all mean. Thanks to listener Lynn Conklin for checking in. He's a fan of Good Day Health. Lots of things. People are helped a lot, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes we don't always get the feedback, but we're here to help, and that's what it's all about. So, Lynn, good luck to you. Congratulations on getting better. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken at 21 after the hour.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dr. Doug here. I haven't got a license. He does, but it's all right. I learn and listen, and you can too. Good Day Health Show podcast. Check them out, gooddayhealthshow.com. So one of the things that we'll have in a future podcast is this focus on what happens if you nap incessantly. And I just, when I looked at this at first, I got concerned. I said to Ken off the air, I nap. I try to take a nap a half hour or so every day if I can. That's not what this is about, right?
Exactly. This comes out in the medical journal, Alzheimer's and Dementia. If you often find yourself dozing off during the day, this new research suggests it might be an early warning sign that you have Alzheimer's disease. This is where it gets interesting. Areas of the brain that keep you awake during the day are damaged in the early stages of this memory-robbing disease, which is why people with Alzheimer's may nap excessively long before they start to struggle with forgetting things.
All right, so I'll connect the dots a little better for us here. Will you please? Why would it be that naps are an indicator of Alzheimer's maybe coming along, or their Alzheimer's causes you to nap and lose your sort of conscious approach to things?
Well, we can get into the weeds a little bit, but in the past, we thought this substance called amyloid was what destroyed the brain and led to Alzheimer's disease. But for decades, treating this amyloid has really led to no effective treatment.
What is amyloid? Is it sort of...
It's a material that builds up in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's disease.
Right, but there's plaque?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, but there's a protein called tau, T-A-U protein, that's recently been discovered also in patients who have Alzheimer's disease. And this tau protein appears to build up early in areas of the brain that are responsible for keeping us awake. There are structures in the brain that work, that fire, that stimulate, and these cells, when they're active, keep us awake. And these awakening areas of the brain seem to be most early affected by the buildup of this tau protein. So it seems like from this observation, well defined and well confirmed, that people who have early unexpected napping seem to be an early indicator for ultimately getting Alzheimer's quicker than you would expect. It seems like this tau protein may be a very important part of the development of Alzheimer's, and developing treatments to prevent this tau protein may open up some exciting ways to treat Alzheimer's disease.
All right, so I'm going to get a little philosophical on us.
Okay.
Here, Ken, the thinking of how complex the body is, as you're going through all of this information here and explaining these different proteins and what's in our body. We talk about collagen and that being an important protein, but the subset of what we understand in our bodies that, you know, are part of, I believe, a theory or a theme that nothing happens by accident, that there is a supreme being, if you have to make paint a picture, or there's something that is far greater and smarter than we are. And the more you talk about things like proteins and how they affect our brain and what the body is made of, it just hammers it home for me more than anything else. It's not necessarily scientific, but yet it seems to be something of practical acknowledgement. So I offer that as food for thought. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Philadelphia's mayor is the latest official to be making a plea for tougher gun laws, this time after six Philly police officers were shot and wounded late yesterday. Jim Kenney says officers, quote, need help in keeping guns off the street. The shootings happened as officers were trying to serve a warrant on Maurice Hill. It led to a nearly eight-hour standoff, finally ending after Hill's lawyer, Shaka Johnson, spoke to him on the phone.
I could sense he was panicking and trying to figure out, how do I get out of this situation alive? And so I really want to thank the Philadelphia Police Department with respect to their patience that they instituted.
This evening, President Trump's to hold a campaign rally in New Hampshire, a state he lost to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016. Democratic groups are planning protests near the venue. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the road to wellness, then start your journey with the Good Day Health podcast. Just go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Continuation, another half hour of information from Dr. Ken Kronaus and conversation about the news of the day from the world of medicine and how it impacts you. So,
Doug,
those of you... Yes, Ken, did you want to...
You were mentioning before we went to break about the big breakthrough in tuberculosis.
I was. I was curious as to what's going on. There seems to be a new discovery there. What's the story?
There is. The FDA has probably only approved about three new drugs for tuberculosis in the last 40 years, and they just did one this week. tuberculosis really is a worldwide problem. It's probably the second most common reason why people die from an infectious disease.
Fortunately, because we think in America there's no problem with it at all.
Well, we've done a good job of prevention and of treatment, but it's still worldwide a big problem. And also in America, there's so-called a rare strain that is called treatment-resistant tuberculosis. And to us doctors, very scary, because when this thing arises, it doesn't really respond well to any of the drugs that we have for tuberculosis. And most of the strains respond very well to tuberculosis. The problem with tuberculosis is that it can linger in an individual for a long time, for up to a year even, with mild symptoms, you know, a little cough, a little fever, a little night sweats, and you really don't know what it is. You don't get treated, you don't get evaluated, and then you cough up these airborne droplets, and this bug gets transferred in the air after someone coughs. You live in close quarters, and that's how you infect people. And often people can infect 10, 12 people before they even get diagnosed. But the good news is we have effective treatments for most forms of tuberculosis, but not for one, which is so-called treatment-resistant tuberculosis. The news this week is the FDA approved a new drug. It's called pretominid, P-R-E-T-O-M-A-N-I-D, and it'll be taken with two other drugs have been around, and this seems to be very effective for this very lethal strain of tuberculosis. And interestingly, this was developed not in the usual way, but from a nonprofit group that has been trying to treat tuberculosis. They got the rights to this drug in 2002 from Chiron Corporation, and then the Global Alliance for TB Drug Development, or the TB Alliance, acquired the rights, and this is a nonprofit group that developed and got it approved, and it's really good news.
It is good news. Let's, I'm not sure whether you consider this to be good news or not. What happens to you if you binge watch television? That is, there are a lot of shows that are around now that have, 8, 10, 12 episodes or maybe more, and they're all downloadable at the same time on Netflix or Amazon or whatever. So you sit there like a bump on a log for hours at a time, and I think that's what the focus is here, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is becoming a very popular activity with Netflix and Amazon, and this might be dangerous to your brain and the rest of your body. And let's talk about how to avoid this. When we binge watch, we create this unhealthy environment, Doug, for the brain, because we're sitting for long periods of time, isolating ourselves from social activities, and we're eating large amounts of unhealthy food. So you can prevent the ill effects of binge watching if you make sure it does not prevent you from getting enough sleep, get your exercise, watch with friends. If you have snacks, make healthy choices.
How do you do that? How do you work that into your own life? Because you don't have time to binge watch.
Well, I have a daughter who loves to binge watch Netflix. And I would be not totally forthright if I said I didn't once or twice get in there and, you know, binge watch.
What were you watching?
Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Or, Grey's Anatomy. I've been binge watching Grey's Anatomy. The very first season.
All right, so that's a medical show. Is it well produced? Is it credible?
Grey's Anatomy is about as good as it gets.
Really?
You used to like Grey's Anatomy.
I did. I kind of lost interest in it.
I had not ever seen the first few seasons, and to be forthright, the first and second season I had the opportunity to watch, and I started binge watching it, and it's very enlightening.
Very enlightening.
How it all started. It was interesting to see how the series all began.
Funny to hear you talk about stuff like that, because it just isn't how I see you. Here's something that is impactful today about measles and how cases around the world have almost tripled in the past year. Health officials are concerned about this number of global reported cases up to 364,000 so far this year. Is this because of the anti-vaxxers or is this a good reason to focus on it? I mean, this sounds like an anti-vaxxer versus vaccine.
Well, let's bring this down to the personal level. It was this week. There was a very sad story of this Israeli flight attendant who contracted measles on a New York flight, died. Yeah. This lovely 43-year-old woman, very sad, spent 4 months in a coma and died this week. And just a horrible story. And with measles, you need a group extensive effect. You've got to get enough people immunized to take care of this, and if a large block does not get immunized, we all get at risk.
So, what's the secret here? I mean, what do we
get vaccinated?
It is. That's the whole story.
Bottom line, simple.
Organization, the World Health Organization says less than 1 in 10 cases around the world are actually reported as well. So,
just the lesson from this Israeli flight attendant is that we all need to get vaccinated. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. All right, here's the news for those of you who want to drink more coffee. We tend to go in and out of this. I think the last time we talked about coffee, I asked you how much you drank, because I've never seen you with a cup of coffee in your hand. But apparently drinking an extra cup of coffee or anything that has caffeine in it, excuse me, could affect you getting a migraine. Why would that be? What does caffeine do to the brain to cause it to have a migraine?
Well, you mean to cause it or to prevent it?
No, well, and this study suggests that if you have 2 cups of coffee, you're fine. Third cup will cause you to have, it might trigger
an extreme
headache.
Yeah. Well, it does, caffeine affects adenosine, which is a naturally occurring brain substance, and this level can affect the onset or offset of migraine headaches. So the key is moderation, not overdoing it. You want to keep the caffeine level under 400 milligrams a day, all of us, and I think that'll help.
Yeah. All right. So the risk, according to the study, rises depending on the number of servings that you increase, what your average is, what you consume most every day, and then if you add to it. And that seems to be.
And the problem is it depends where you get your serving from. And different servings have a wide range of caffeine.
You mean, whether you make it yourself or you buy it at Starbucks or donuts or something?
Exactly. And one serving at Starbucks could be more than 400 milligrams. One serving at home could be 80 milligrams of caffeine. So you have to, not so much the servings.
See, that's an interesting perspective.
The servings. Watch the caffeine milligrams per day. Under 400 milligrams is the magic number to keep it safe. And caffeine and coffee can be a healthy substance. People who drink a few cups of coffee and keep it under 400 milligrams, there are many health benefits, and we've mentioned them over the years. Just watch the total caffeine intake per day, not so much the servings.
All right. Good advice from a man who knows, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen. The MyPillow benefit. I washed my MyPillows the other day in the washing machine and dried them because I thought it was time. I keep advising people to do that, or telling people that when you buy anything from MyPillow, short of the mattress itself, you can wash them and dry them. I've had mine for a little over a year, and I thought, okay, time for me to wash them. I don't even know what the recommendation is, but I thought, well, now we were going through the house, cleaning up everything, so let's wash the pillows. So I did, and I found the pillows last night to be more responsive. So apparently, when you do wash them and dry them, it sort of repositions the filling, if you will, so that you can go back to having that same, because let's face it, no matter what the product is, after a year of use every day or every night, it's going to have a different, it's going to be different. So when you wash them, that's what really I discovered. You wash them and dry them, and they are back to the fullness and the firmness that you get when you first buy them new. That's one of the benefits, one of the many benefits of going to MyPillow.com, buying some MyPillow products, and using them, follow the directions, That's usually a pretty good way to get more success, more use out of something like a MyPillow. And now, the great discounts, the late summer discounts on all the MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the code DJV and get things. For example, the body pillow usually costs you $89, and that's a bargain. With the promo code DJV, it's only $29. All these products have a 60-day money-back guarantee no matter what you're buying on MyPillow.com. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use the promo code DJV. 50, 60, 65% off. In the case of the body pillow, from $89 to $29, that's a savings of $60. That's very significant. And you get it with the DJV promo. All the great specials you get with the DJV promo at MyPillow.com.
Hi, Grandma. Can you come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, so here we have this focus on stem cells and whether the use of... There are a lot of supplements around today, Ken, that focus on the... I mean, the research is being done on whether you can inject stem cells into certain parts of your body and rejuvenate. You know, you got a problem with an achy foot or an ankle or something like that. Some people say have the stem cells... Well, what do? They take them out of your body in your blood, or they take them out of your bones? Where do you get the stem cells that could be used to rejuvenate?
Right. Stem cells are cells that can differentiate into other types of cells and can also divide in self-renewal to produce more of the same type of stem cells. And, you know, you get them out of, often in the bone marrow, and this is a great area of research. You know, in your mind, the dream of being able from a single cell to build new organs, you know, just to stimulate what happens in the embryos, embryogenesis. And I think that there is potential here, but this is research, and stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot more to be done. I think some
great
of the stuff
promise
being researched offshore on a lot of these research ships that float around in international waters. You never hear about it until some big discovery is done. But that's, I think stem cells are, you're right, a lot of promise for the future. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day Health.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time, doctor, the doctor present and accounted for on duty at the moment is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who studiously goes through all the health journals every week and includes in his conversation and comments here for us an overview, kind of an interpretation, if you will, of some of the things. And oftentimes there's a hook between one or more because of events that are going on, things that are being studied, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe, Ken, that's how we put these stories about depression together here. And we'll maybe start with focus on exercise and what it does for people who have depression. This, I almost think this is a no-brainer, but you're going to help us understand the whys and the wherefores.
Well, this is now based on good scientific proof. The bottom line, Doug, is that exercise is an effective medicine against depression in most cases. However, many programs dedicated to treating depression do not include exercise in their list of recommendations. Typically, specialists will recommend antidepressant drugs and psychotherapy for managing clinical depression, but physical activity as a lifestyle adjustment could boost the effectiveness of therapy.
Do you think that would be, even in the form of things like people who are now so attached to those step things in their watches that they get in 10,000 steps a day or 12 or whatever it is, that activity alone, would that help people from becoming depressed? Or if you are depressed, do you think that lets some of the steam off?
Absolutely. I think just getting out and moving and getting activity, getting out in nature, getting out with people, all of that helps depression.
So then there's another story that's sort of related to this that specifically zeroes in on physical fitness and its impact on those who may or may. Is it maybe even if you're physically active, you prevent yourself from becoming depressed? Is that a way?
Interestingly, in the medical journals this week, there's another article about not only treating, but prevention. And this extends depression to anxiety. This is in the Journal of Affective Disorders this week, that depression and anxiety does not only reduce overall well-being and life satisfaction, but they also increase the risk of cardiovascular disease and increase mortality risk. So these can be very serious issues. And the news this week is that improving physical fitness can lower the risk of getting depression or anxiety. So just get out there and do some activity you enjoy.
Have you ever felt like you were depressed?
Have I? I exercise. I identify with these studies because I exercise.
So I ask you because I know you. I know you well enough to know that that's kind of.
I was asking myself the same question when I was reviewing these articles, and I really think for myself, exercising on a regular basis has really helped me to avoid a lot of this.
Well, there are things that go on in one's personal life that will bring on depression. But I would think also, your profession, you're a cardiologist. You see people who are usually in need, and maybe you can't help them all the time. And that is, I know how, I know you, that's why I'm thinking of this. I know you that well to know how the people who come to you for treatment or who need help, and you can't give it to them, how that has to affect you mentally. I know it does.
It does. But the nice thing in cardiology is that we accept at the end of life, we can help a lot of people. And one of the things that I've really dedicated myself more recently professionally is to prevention. And I'm dealing with so many 40 to 60-year-old folks these days, and I'm extending their lives a decade with a few sessions.
You should be proud of yourself for that. Dr. Ken here. Here's the word on something else that's helpful as you get a little older. We all have aches and pains. Doesn't make any difference. Exercising like Ken, you got aches and pains. Working out on the farm, I exercise and I work on the farm, and aches and pains. Most everybody, the older you get, the more aches and the more pains you have. So how do you deal with them? New on the market, new on this front is Joint Formula 14, a game changer for those of you who live with aches and pains. Get over them with Joint Formula 14. Works in 14 days or you get your money back. Get rid of all of those aches you have from head to toe. If you've tried glucosamine, that's good, but Joint Formula 14 is better and different. Go to achefree.live and order it 50% off using the DJB code. Achefree.live, go achefree, achefree.live, 50% off at...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.